Where is Dr. Ellis?
Benson asked.
I thought he was going to be here.
He's in surgery. He'll be up shortly.
And Dr. Ross?
You'll see her at the presentation.
Oh, yes. Benson smiled. The presentation.
The elevator arrived at the 7th floor, and they all got out. 7 was the special surgical floor, where difficult and complex cases were treated. It was essentially a research floor. The most severe cardiac, kidney, and metabolic patients recuperated here. They went down to the nurse's station, a glass-walled area strategically located at the center of the X-shaped floor. The nurse on duty at the station looked up. She was surprised to see the cops, but she said nothing. Morris said,
"This is Mr. Benson. Have we got 710 ready?"
"All set for him,"
the nurse said, and gave Benson a cheery smile. Benson smiled bleakly back and glanced from the nurse to the computer console in the corner of the nursing station.
"You have a time-sharing station up here?"
"Yes," Morris said.
"Where's the main computer?"
"In the basement."
"Of this building?"
"Yes, it draws a lot of power, and the power lines come to this building." Benson nodded. Morris was not surprised at the questions. Benson was trying to distract himself from the thought of surgery, and he was, after all, a computer expert. The nurse handed Morris the chart on Benson. It had the usual blue plastic cover with the seal of University Hospital. But there was also a red tag, which meant neurosurgery, and a yellow tag, which meant intensive care, and a white tag, which Morris had almost never seen on a patient's chart. The white tag meant security precautions.
"Is that my record?"
Benson asked, as Morris wheeled him down the hall to 710. The cops followed along behind.
"Uh-huh.
I always wondered what was in it."
"Lot of unreadable notes, mostly."
Actually, Benson's chart was thick and very readable, with all the computer printouts of different tests. They came to 710. Before they entered the room, one of the cops went in and closed the door behind him. The second cop remained outside the door.
"Just a precaution," he said.
Benson glanced up at Morris.
"They're very careful about me," he said.
The first cop came out.
"It's okay," he said.
Morris wheeled Benson into the room. It was a large room on the south side of the hospital, so that it was sunny in the afternoon. Benson looked around and nodded approvingly. Morris said,
"This is one of the best rooms in the hospital."
"Can I get up now?"
"Of course."
Benson got out of the wheelchair and sat on the bed. He bounced on the mattress. He pressed the buttons that made the bed move up and down, then bent over to look at the motorized mechanism beneath the bed. Morris went to the window and drew the blinds, reducing the direct light.
"Simple,"
Benson said.
"What's that?"
"This bed mechanism. Remarkably simple. You should really have a feedback unit so that body movements by the person in the bed are automatically compensated for..."
His voice trailed off. He opened the closet.